Hi, I'm Bob Masago, welcoming you to this Americana Fest session with Kim Ritchie. It was recorded at Soundstage Studios in Nashville in September 2024. I asked Kim about the making of her new album, Every New Beginning. Kim, thanks so much for joining us.
It's nice to be here. Nice to see you.
Yeah, same here. You got this new album, Every New Beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since you've done an original music album because you did the remake of Glimmer last before that. How do you approach it? Is it all driven by you? Do you have collaborators who come in early and try to put the album together? Or what path do you take?
You know, try to get a producer together and get the players and all of that sort of stuff together. And sometimes it takes longer. That's why it's been so long, you know, in between records. I worked with Doug Lancio on this one, and he and I picked the songs that were going to be on the album. Like, I like to pick the songs with the producer because a lot of times they're more objective than I might be and might hear something in a song that I don't hear because I'm too close, you know, to it. So we picked the songs, and when I first started out, I wrote constantly. That's all I did, and I didn't tour nearly as much as I do now, so I've got a huge back catalog of songs, you know, that maybe didn't fit on a record at the time when I wrote them. So I don't write for specific records. When I think I feel like making a record, then I have new songs, and then I can go back and look at my catalog and find some that maybe got left behind that kind of deserve a chance.
Let's hear a song from the new Kim Ritchie album, Every New Beginning, available now on Yep Rock Records. This is an in-studio version of Joyrider.
He can beat the odds like everybody owes him money. Yeah, he's an angel on a motorbike in the land of milk and honey. Hey, hey, Joyrider, back in town, he's a do or dieer, flying low to the ground, low to the ground. Joyrider's back in town. He's got a midnight wheelie, it's a talk of the neighborhood. He's screaming
Kim Ritchie with Joyrider from her new album, Every New Beginning. We continued our discussion talking about the start of her career.
It was the early 1990s when you signed your first contract here in Nashville
mm-hmm.
for an album. What were you doing musically before that?
Waiting tables.
Really?
Waiting tables. I mean, I got signed when I was 37, which is pretty late in the game. And I also, I wasn't doing music until I moved here to Nashville in 88, Bill Lloyd and Radney Foster talked me into coming here just on a like a lark, really. And then here I am, you know, about 30 years later. But no, I have a degree in environmental education. So I was working at nature centers out in Colorado. And then I moved to Washington State and worked in restaurants. So I wasn't doing music that whole time because I wasn't hanging out with musicians. It was a bunch of outdoor people. So that's what we were doing. And then I started back in 88 when I got here.
What does success, like with this new album or with the song, what does success mean to you now compared to what it might have meant when you first started with your first albums? Is there a difference?
Well, generally it's probably about the same, you know, but I think I'm kind of scaled back a little bit. If I have people at shows, you know, and have a great time at shows, that's my favorite thing. And also just connecting with people, like to have someone come up to you after a show and say, you know, I've been listening to you since your first record, or this song meant a lot to me, or now I'm getting, when I was a kid, my parents, we played you in the car all the time, you know, any of those things. I think success to me is a connection.
Let's hear another song from Kim Ritchie's newest album, Every New Beginning, available now on Yep Rock Records.
Hi there, I'm Kim Ritchie, and I'm going to play A Way Around for you. Alrighty.
You've been staying up way too late, talking in circles till the ashtray's full. Bad feeling that you just can't shake. Yeah, I know you've been looking for a way around. Water keeps rising till you think you're gonna drown. Can't seem to get to higher ground. It's one step forward, then it's two steps back. I know how you're feeling when you're feeling like that. You've been looking for a way. Drop the needle on your favorite sad song. You're not the only one. Whoever got it all wrong. Just another lonely one. You've been looking for a way around. Water keeps rising till you think you're gonna drown. Can't seem to get to step forward, then it's two steps back. I know how you're feeling when you're feeling like that. You've been looking for a way around. Na 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 na.
This has been an Americana Fest session on WNRN with Kim Ritchie, recorded in September 2024 in Nashville. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Masalgo.